Hi, this is Brian Person from Austin, Texas, sending in some commentary on SideWiki. I would rather focus my remarks on that over Brands in Public because I've just spent more time digging into it and studying it and trying it out. Before I do that, I did want to congratulate you, Neville, on your new gig. It's outstanding. Great to read about it. And also, from a selfish point of view, to know that you'll still be hosting, co-hosting FIR twice a week. So that's great, and congratulations again. So Google SideWiki. I'm going to disagree a little bit with what Shell said as to that it's completely misguided. I mean, my take is on the consumer side, the user side, going to a website, I think it's another way for pages to be social, for particularly those that don't have any social components, that they, with their existing Google account, they don't have to register to comment on a site. If they're logged into Google and they've downloaded the SideWiki in the Google toolbar, they can leave a comment right there in the SideWiki on a page. So giving users more control, not such a bad thing. From the organizational point of view, the publisher, the content creator, the brand, community manager, it creates all sorts of potential headaches. At least that's the kind of prevailing wisdom at this point, in large part because the comments that are actually displayed and the order in which they're displayed is left up to Google's algorithm. So the content creators have no control over, or very little control over, removing posts that are malicious, that are obvious spam, hate speech, that sort of thing. And this is not to create fear in the minds of organizations, but it's just something that they need to be aware of. The best that they can do at this point is to flag a post for abuse or to vote it as being not useful. But I've already seen examples of where that has happened, such as on Dell.com's SideWiki, the homepage to their SideWiki to their homepage. Two of the three comments that I saw when I looked yesterday were obvious spam, one to a work from home site, and they're still there. Dell, in fact, cannot remove them. It's up to Google. And so the question is, will users come to trust the algorithm if they're not seeing their posts up there or if they can't find them? How useful is it going to be? I think that remains to be seen. But right now, I think the prudent advice for organizations is to recognize that Google SideWiki is here, not to fight its existence, but to work within the existing rules and to be monitoring activity there. And to engage where they can, particularly by claiming their site, again, through Google, giving Google more control, I know, but claiming the site, and then also being able to leave the initial comment that anyone will see when they go to a particular web page. So more to come on this. We will have to see how SideWiki is adopted, how organizations embrace it and work with it, and this Google algorithm, how well it's received by the users as well. That's all from me. This is Brian Person. You can find my analysis of SideWiki over on brianperson.com. Thanks, guys.